This is Shir 39 in our series on Avodah Zarah. In our previous Shir, we established the definitive halacha resolution to the parameters of a long-term planning, specifically in regards to planning for Shabbos. The standard legal ruling codified for the masses dictates that we follow the tract of Beis Shammai, which mandates physical preparation and views work as a necessary vessel. However, we uncovered that Hillel Zaken operated on an entirely separate sublime spiritual frequency because he had achieved a flawless state of vaday, certainty, and shalom, completeness in his bitachon. For an individual standing upon that astronomical height of real-time faith, the divine provision of all daily needs is an absolute guarantee, effectively exempting them from the human requirement of physical preparation. To understand this inner mechanics of this exemption, we must analyze the Gemara in Brachos 35b. The Gemara there exposes a fierce structural tension between two explicit verses in the Torah regarding the allocation of a person's time. The first verse mandates physical involvement in the natural order, v'safta d'genecha v'siroishcha v'yitzarecha, as we say every single day in Shema. Devarim 11:14. This explicitly implies that a human being is duty-bound to engage in a shtalis throughout the day to secure his livelihood. The second pasuk demands total unyielding spiritual preoccupation. Yeshua 1:8. This book of the Torah shall not depart from your mouth, and you shall meditate on it day and night. This implies that a person must dedicate every single microsecond of their existence exclusively to Torah study, leaving zero legal room to step away from physical labor. The Gemara records a timeless dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon bar Yochai to resolve this paradox. Rabbi Shmuel unties this knot by executing a halachic synthesis based on the principle of Haneg behem minig derech eretz, conduct yourself with them according to the custom of the world. He teaches that the Torah explicitly licensed combined track. You are expected to engage in the marketplace to earn a livelihood while concurrently maintaining your dedication to Torah. The operational boundary of this track is that you must make your Torah study keva, like the primary, and your worldly labor, arai, the secondary. Rav Shimon bar Yochai aggressively rejects the synthesis, asking, if a person plows at the plowing season, plants at the planting season, and reaps at the harvest season, what will become of his Torah? Rather, Rav Shimon bar Yochai uncovers a radical metaphysical law. Is man she Yisrael oisim return shamokoyim, lachtoim na'aseis ayidei achirim. When the Jewish nation performs the will of the omnipresent, their physical work is miraculously performed by others. Rav Shimon bar Yochai explains that the command of v'safta d'genecha v'siroishcha v'yitzarecha is exclusively a secondary fallback track. It only materializes as a mandatory obligation when Klal Yisrael has fallen from their spiritual frequency and is ein oisim rechon shemakam, not performing the will of the omnipresent. If you stand in perfect alignment with the divine, you are granted a total exemption from labor. The Gemara concludes with the famous testimony of the Amora Abaya, Harbei Osuk Rabbi Yishmol, Va'olso B'yodam, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Va'olso B'yodam. Many acted according to Rabbi Yishmol and succeeded, while many acted according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and did not succeed. Therefore, the mainstream halacha consensus rules definitively that the baseline law for the masses follows Rabbi Yishmol, which means you have to do work. To fully slice through the inner anatomy of the sugya, we must introduce a commentary of the Chassam Sofer, Parshas Bechukosai, commenting on the pasuk Baruch Geber Sheyiftach BaHashem VaYashem Mitachoi. Chassam Sofer delivers a monumental chiddush. The underlying engine that enabled Rav Shimon bar Yochai to achieve his physical exemption from labor was fundamentally not merely his spiritual power, but of his intense Torah study. Rather, Rav Shimon bar Yochai's exemption was driven directly by his supreme unyielding mastery of Midas HaBetochen. Rav Shimon bar Yochai had completely severed his emotional dependency from the natural matrix of human cause and effect. He refused to place his reliance on any human being or commercial intermediary. The pristine historical proof of this reality was modeled when Rav Shimon bar Yochai was trapped for 13 years inside a cave, escaping the Romans. Because his betachon was absolute, he required zero secular shalas. He calmly sat and sustained his body on supernatural provision of Chorev Umayin Mayim. a carob tree, and fresh water, a spring of water. This the Chassam Sefer Ruh stands as the literal incarnation of the Midah HaGdoila of pure, unadulterated Bitachon. The conceptual split is forcefully expanded by Yisrael Salanter and his masterwork Eben Yisrael in Jerush Gimel Amid Yud Dalit. He dictates that there are two entirely separate parallel dimensions of Bitachon operating within the Torah in Torah literature. Number one, the dimensions of the Chavos HaVavos. This framework outlines the baseline obligation binding upon the general masses, as detailed in Shabbat Bitachon chapter 4. A person is legally commanded to perform standard physical ishtavos alongside their internal trust because it is strictly forbidden to be soimech ha'nes, to rely on an open miracle. Mankind must pay a natural tax of effort. Number two, the dimension of the Ramban. This framework outlines the elite reality of spiritual giants. As the Ramban explicitly details in Parashat Bechukosai, a person can attain a height which they cleanly mashlich al Hashem levad yehovoi, cast their entire burden exclusively upon Hashem alone, completely bypassing every natural cause. On this level, an individual seeks zero natural refuah, medical healing from a doctor, and executes zero commercial labor for his parnosa, relying solely upon the direct unmasked radiation of divine blessing. Yisrael Salanter reveals that both of these dimensions are absolute truth. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The legendary dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the exact historical manifestation of these two tracks. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is a living embodiment of the Ramban's dimension of pure cause-free bitachon. To complete this advanced synthesis, we look to the explicit words of Rechaim Blazhner in Nefesh Achayim, Shar Al Perches. He addresses a sharp challenge of Abai's testimony that those who attempted to replicate Rashbi's passivity failed to achieve success. The Nefesh Achayim uncovers a vital halachic distinction. The Chazal warned that acting like the like Rosh Hashanah Achai fails, they were speaking exclusively to the Rabbim, the collective masses, because the general public cannot structurally sustain themselves on a cause-free frequency. Attempting to force natural passivity will fail. However, the Nefesh HaChaim rules that Yechidei Segula, the rear individuals, can absolutely choose to inhabit this dimension of the Ramban. If a Yochid Segula detaches his heart from nature, Hashem will seamlessly override the fabric of creation to sustain him, exactly as he generated caribs and water for Rosh Hashanah Yechai in the cave. Therefore, the stricter parameter laid down by the Chavos HaVavos, which mandates physical labor, were written exclusively to govern the average person, who has not yet broken free from the natural order. This aligns flawlessly with the advanced criteria we unraveled earlier from the Chavos HaVavos himself, and Rav Dessler in Michtav Elyo, Chelik Aleph, Amud 197. If a rear individual entirely prioritizes Avodas Elokim, eliminates all negative traits, and achieves flawless internal alignment, he's fundamentally exempt from the laws of labor. As the Atam Nevara codifies in the Madrigas Adam, Perek Tes, for the spiritual elite, Tishtalos is an unnecessary boundary. In our next year, we will begin to utilize this exact distinction to systematically dismantle the radical challenge of the Zohar regarding the physical acts of savings. Have a wonderful evening.